Hello, 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 and welcome, welcome, welcome to the one and only Yotto Daily with me, Jake. It is Tuesday, August 18th, and it is a pleasure to spend a few mini moments of your day with you, my friend. We have a very special episode for you today because as many of you begin to think about heading back to school or kindergarten or nursery or a new year of homeschooling, we were lucky enough to get some top tips from the best person possible, Dr. Becky. Yes, Dr. Becky is an expert in helping people navigate big changes and the emotions that come with them. We asked you for your questions to put to her all about returning to school, and you came up with some fabulous questions. You really did. Thank you so much to everyone who sent them in. So anyways, I'm going to hand over to you now, and of course, the wonderful Dr. Becky.
Hi, Jake and Dr. Becky. My name is Emma, and I'm 7 years old, and I live in New York. And here's my back-to-school question. How can I make new friends feel better at their new school?
First of all, Emma, your question is a sign that you're a really, really thoughtful friend. So give yourself credit for that because anyone in your school is really lucky to have you around. The other thing I would say is that often other people, kids and adults, they don't necessarily need to feel better. They need to feel less alone. And so because you're the kind of kid who asks such a thoughtful question, I feel like you're the kind of person who probably knows how to make another kid feel less alone, which means you don't have to say the perfect thing. You might just go up to someone new at school and say, "Hey, I know you're new here. I'm Emma. You can sit with me at lunch today. I'll save you a seat." That's it. And honestly, if someone ever said that to me on my first day at a new school, that would be everything.
Hi, Dr. Becky. My name is Elisma, and I'm from Ireland. I'm going to be starting primary school this year. How do I prepare myself?
Well, the fact that you're a kid who's asking a question about preparing yourself, I feel like I'd like you to come into my home and kind of, you know, help my kids think so far in advance. So that's awesome. I think the biggest thing is just to remind yourself that with anything new, there are going to be tricky parts. There's no amount of preparation that can make something new feel completely comfortable because something new is something we've never done before. And so what I would just say to yourself is, you know what? I'm starting something new. It might feel a little tricky. And then I would remind yourself that tricky feeling is normal and I'm the kind of kid who can do tricky things.
I'm Jack and I'm 5 and a half and I'm from Indianapolis in the United States of America, and my question is, what can we do when we feel excited and nervous at the same time?
Jack, I feel nervous and excited at the same time all the time. And the fact that you know that you can feel two different feelings at once, you are so far ahead of the game. You have so much to teach, probably a lot of the adults around you. And so I would just say to yourself, I feel nervous and I feel excited. That makes sense. And one more thing I might add is that sometimes our nervous feelings try to convince us that we can't do something. But nervous just means we care. And so I'd remind yourself, I can do hard things even when I'm feeling nervous, instead of trying to think the nervous feeling has to go away first. It never goes away first. We just got to do the thing when we're nervous, and then it'll get smaller.
Hi, Dr. Becky, Jake, and Yotto Daily listeners. My name is George, and I live in North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And my question is, how do you focus well, good, in school? Because I'm good at focusing in some stuff, but not in other stuff. And the other stuff is mostly the most important things.
Well, first of all, George from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, I am a Duke fan, even though I'm wearing somehow UNC Chapel Hill blue. So I will take a deep breath, but still answer your question. I feel you. I mean, I know I can focus when I'm playing a board game with my kids. I love playing board games. And sometimes when I'm trying to write something or do something hard at work, my mind can be all over the place. So I'm going to teach you a trick I've taught myself because I think it helps adults and kids. Start by breaking down things into smaller pieces. So let's say it's math homework. Instead of saying, I have to focus on my math homework, that's so big. Oh, I wouldn't want to focus on that either. You might just tell yourself, I don't have to do the whole thing. I just have to do the next thing. and then ask, well, what's the next thing? Maybe it's writing my name on the top. Maybe it's doing question one. Maybe it's reading question one. And so make the first step so small that it makes you say, oh, I can do that. And that usually helps focus a little bit.
Hi, Dr. Becky. My name is Isla and I'm 7 years old. I live in Gisborne, Australia. And my question is, how do you stand up for yourself?
I ask myself that question all the time too, which I think is part of my answer, that learning how to stand up for yourself is one of those things that is a lifelong practice. I was purposeful in saying that. It's not a lifelong skill. A skill is something you figure out and master. I think standing up for yourself is something you're always practicing and you're kind of never perfect at. And if you know that, it becomes a little easier to try at first because you know you're not going to be perfect. And frankly, you might feel awkward. And I'm just going to say, you might be awkward the first time you stand up for yourself. I'm still awkward as an adult trying to stand up for myself. So let yourself be awkward. Then the next thing I think you can know at this age, which will be such a superpower for you to know about standing up for yourself as you get older, is standing up for yourself means saying something that feels true for you. Standing up for yourself has nothing to do with convincing anyone else. So that often means it's some really short sentence. It might sound like, I didn't like that, or I won't let you talk to me that way, or that wasn't nice. It doesn't mean the other person's gonna say, Isla, you're right, or actually I see it the same way. Sometimes we get that, most of the time we don't, but standing up for yourself is just saying something that feels true to you and kind of makes sense with your values inside, and it'll feel awkward as you practice it.
My name is Annabelle and I'm 6 years old. I want to ask Dr. Becky a question, and the question is it okay to have big feelings even though they're not about something really big?
First of all, Annabelle, I just want to give you a hug from afar. 100% yes. And I'm going to kind of answer your question by shifting the question a little bit. You know, our feelings often get really big when something small happens, but it comes after a lot of other really small things. Like, think about if you fell a lot on a sidewalk, and each time it was just a little small fall. But maybe after the 10th one or the 100th one, you start bleeding a lot. And you think, why am I bleeding so much? It was just a small fall. Well, that was a small fall. But the blood coming out probably has to do with all the other times you fell. Feelings work the same way. Sometimes we have a big reaction to a moment because there were so many other moments that were hard that day and we were holding it all in, which means, is it okay to have big feelings even though they're not about something big? Maybe you're having big feelings because a moment happened, but it was really kind of like what we say as an adult is like the tip of the iceberg. There's actually a mountain of other things kind of underneath that are really worthy of being understood. Now, the other thing I want to say, because it relates to your question, is you can believe your own feelings or someone else's feelings, even when you don't understand them. Maybe you're thinking, I don't know the other things that happened today. Why am I having such a big feeling? You can just say to yourself, there's something about this that feels really big. I don't understand it yet, but I probably will over time. And when that kind of thing happens to you, just know it happens to me too, still as an adult. And there are adults around you, maybe it's a parent, a teacher, an aunt, who can really help you. And they might not understand the big feeling either, but they can give you a hug, they can help you feel safe. And so you never have to talk yourself out of a feeling by telling yourself it's not really a big deal.
This is my first time to school. What if I miss my mommy?
You know, I'm gonna say something and I want you to get ready to hear it. I think you will miss mommy. I think you will, because it sounds like you love your mommy and I bet your mommy's awesome and we miss people we love. I miss people I love. Do you know that when my kids are at school, I miss them. I'll be at a point in my day and I'll like, oh, I really miss my kid. Now, my parents once taught me something that I'm gonna teach you, okay? Where, and you can do this with me, you can put a hand on your heart and you can just say to yourself, it's okay to miss mommy. And it's okay to have fun at school, all at the same time. Missing your mom doesn't mean you can't have fun, and having fun doesn't mean you don't miss your mom. They can just be there together. And so, two things can be true. You can miss your mom, and you can still be okay.
Hi, Jake and Dr. Becky. My name is Mia, and I'm 8 years old, and I live in South Carolina. I'm going into third grade.
And I'm Harrison. I'm 10 years old, and I'm going into fifth grade.
So we've never been to public school before. We've been homeschooled our whole lives. We're feeling excited and nervous about starting school, excited to make new friends, but what if I get a bad grade?
Yeah, and what if I make a mistake in front of the whole class?
Thanks for your help, Dr. Becky, and thanks, Jake.
And bye, Yodo listeners.
You know, Mia and Harrison, I'm just going to tell you something straight, all right? You're going to get a bad grade, and you're going to make a mistake. And I say that, and even though I haven't met you yet, I can tell. I bet you're both awesome, smart, capable kids. If you think about any time we say, what if, we're dealing something called uncertainty, right? What if this happens kind of means I haven't really dealt with that before. And our brain tends to do something when we are thinking about a situation that hasn't happened yet. Our brain is amazing, but our brain doesn't like to not know things. And anytime you're thinking about something in the future, will I get a bad grade? Will I make a mistake? You don't know. You're imagining it. You're wondering. And because our brain doesn't like to not know things, do you know what it does? It convinces us that the thing we don't know is going to be really bad. It's going to be so bad if I get a bad grade. It's going to be so horribly embarrassing. I'm going to freak out if I make a mistake in front of the whole class. And our brain does that because it would rather think that it knows something bad or pessimistic than say to us, I don't know. Now, you are not just your brain, right? You are many, many things. And so what really, really matters here is just to remind yourself, I don't know what's going to happen, but the truth is, I have dealt with hard, embarrassing things before, and I will deal with hard, embarrassing things again. Now, instead of being so worried about what if it happens, you're kind of saying it might happen. And the thing you can always come back to is, I'm a capable, awesome kid. That moment won't define me, and I'll be able to handle it. And I know that's true.
Hi, Jim. My name is Maya. I'm 6 years old, and I live in Singapore. And next year, I'm going to primary school, and that building is very big, so I'm scared I will get lost.
Oh, well, that's a big transition, right? A transition is any moment when we're going from one thing to the next, and starting primary school is a big transition. And it makes sense that you're worried about being lost because you've never been in that building yet, so your body doesn't have proof that you know how to get around. Now, the one thing I want you to know about being nervous, it sounds like you're nervous about getting lost in the building, is nervous means you care. Our brain sometimes tries to trick us into thinking that being nervous about something means that thing is going to happen, as if the nervous feeling is a crystal ball about a prediction. But that's not what our feelings are. Our feelings mean something, and being nervous about getting lost means you care. So just remind yourself that. I care about not getting lost. It makes sense I'm nervous. Now the feeling isn't so scary. Now, the next step. You can actually solve this problem a little bit. What am I going to do the first day? Is there a kid in my neighborhood who can tell me where my classroom is? Can I just ask an adult the first day, hey, I'm new here. My name is Maya. Can you show me how to get to my class? Because now you know it's okay to be nervous. You also know you can be a problem solver. And it sounds like you're the kind of kid who can do all that.
Hey, Dr. Becky, my name is Hake, and I'm from Sweden, and I'm 6 years old. And here's my question. Why do I have to start school? I'm nervous.
You know, Zaki, there are Monday mornings when I'm in my bed and I think, why do I have to go to work? So I get that. And I think underneath that question, why do I have to do this, is just what you're saying. I'm nervous. I'm not used to that new thing yet. I kind of like where I am right now. Maybe you like the summer, and kind of makes sense that you're not exactly as excited about something new. So I'm there a lot too, often on Monday mornings. Now, one of the things that I think kids need to know is school happens because a big part of a kid's job is to learn new things, to connect with other kids, and to play and wonder about things and ask a lot of questions. And school is a place where you can do all those things. You can learn new things, you can connect with other kids, you can play, you can wonder, and you can ask a lot of questions. And that's why you have to go to school. Now, of course you're nervous, right? Nervous means you care. And nervous is a feeling most of us have, even as adults, when we're about to do something we've never done before. So I would say to yourself, going to school is my job, and it's okay to feel nervous when I go. I can do this. I know you can.
Dr. Becky, thank you. Thank you very, very much. That was fabulous.
What amazing questions. Amazing kids, amazing questions.
Oh, how great was that? So much good advice from Dr. Becky. Thank you so much to her for that. That was fabulous. If you have started or are starting back at school soon, folks, you've got this. You have got this. I used to be a teacher myself, and I know that all your teachers have been hard at work making sure that you will have a safe, fun, and happy return to school. Good stuff, folks. That was your episode for today, Tuesday, the 18th of August, 2026. And if today is your birthday, wow, happy birthday to you. A huge happy birthday to you. I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous day. I really do. I hope your birthday is as special as you are. And you, my friend, are very special indeed. Have a fabulous time. And just before we go, folks, let's have clue number two in my Who Am I game this week. A clue each day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, and on Friday I reveal the answer. I am describing this week a job, a person. Can you guess who it is I am describing before we get to Friday? Now, the first clue yesterday was, I start work very early in the morning. I start work very early in the morning. Okay. And then the second clue today is, I travel around my local area every day. I travel around my local area every day. Ooh. Start work early and travel around the local area. Who am I? What job could that be, folks? What do you think? Get those brains a-whirring. Tune in tomorrow. I'll give you clue number three at the end of five fantastic facts. I'll see you then, everybody. Have a terrific Tuesday. Bye-bye.